Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aditi Kinkabwala returns to... Wait, is that game in Cleveland? No, it's not. Never mind. She's going back to New Jersey, where she's from, to watch the Jets, who are tearing things down, take on the Browns. And the Browns did nothing. Actually, no, that's not true. Did they trade for anybody yesterday? I don't remember. It's all a blur to me.
Pass rusher.
They traded away somebody. Thank you. There's Aditi, brought to you by Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. And Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert. Yeah. Who doesn't love to clean a little grout?
Hook me up?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I would assume so.
If you don't like to clean your grout, I believe that's where Sir Grout would have you covered.
Yes. His
well,
Highness.
Then if they're sponsoring this spot, that might be a really good in.
Yeah. Put that in your back pocket and take it with you. Yeah. All right, Aditi. So
well, you're saying that the Jets are tearing things down. This might be the process of rebuilding.
Sure.
Sometimes you need to gut the house to renovate the house.
Which they've been doing for the better part of 50 years, ever since Joe Namath waved his finger coming off the field. Look,
Fair point. The
thing I've said about the Steelers here today, and this was brought up by Jim Furyk. Do you know who Jim Furyk is, Aditi? The great golfer, U.S. Open champ?
I was just going to say, the golfer?
Great.
Okay, yes.
So he got in Dulac's chat and said, obviously those are golf guys, and was like, how do you reconcile this? You make all these moves in service of Aaron Rodgers and winning now, and then you get to the trade deadline yesterday and you're like, whoa, 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 we can't trade day three picks. And he said in this chat, he said, that's a contradiction. Why not just push one more chip in? And Dulac even acknowledged that's a good point, probably because he respects Furyk as a golfer. But I do think that's my way of looking at it, too. Like, you were so aggressive, and then when all was necessary was a couple of day three picks to get the wide receiver you've needed for 2 years, the Steelers said no. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's very fair as well. We've said from the very beginning that it looks like the Steelers are all in on this year, very clearly. Aaron Rodgers is not giving them another 10 years. He's certainly playing well enough that maybe he can give another year, as much as he said that maybe this is the last year. But even Ben Roethlisberger made the point, right? Didn't you guys see this, where he essentially joked, hey, they got Aaron Rodgers, DK, and I had to play my last year with a guy that never played center before? So,
Pony, there's no way you didn't see that. Even I saw it.
Oh, I know all about it.
I mean, so even he is driving home the idea that the Steelers were all in on this season. So why not go in just a little bit more when it might be one more pass catcher, one more potential game breaker that puts you over the top?
Well, the thing that I don't get about it, Aditi, is this. If the Jags were able to get Jakobi Meyers for a fourth and a sixth, it stands to reason to me that the Steelers knew that the start of that negotiation has to be a fourth. And then to walk that far with a better pick and then not be willing to presumably take that extra little step of a sixth-round pick is where it has me scratching my head. If you're going to walk that far, you're going to walk the last foot of that journey, I would think.
You would think. I mean, I've been told many, many, many a time. Now, obviously, a fourth is very valuable. Picks are valuable in general. I've been told that I've spoken to multiple general managers who really like fifth-round picks because a fifth-round pick can often be turned into a key veteran piece in some way. Maybe not a game-breaker, but a veteran piece. But a sixth, not as much. So, again, to your point, I don't think that that's an obnoxious price. I don't think that that's an absurd price. But, again, you know, we said at the start of the season, let's have a chance to see who these other younger receivers are. Let's see what the Steelers can get out of them. Fans, media on the outside are perhaps thinking, okay, we've seen what these receivers are, and perhaps a Jakobi Meyers, a Jalen Waddle, price is clearly high there. Someone like that is better than what's currently on the roster, but maybe that's not what the Steelers
so
think.
You've
maybe
seen,
they think they're on the cusp of getting a breakout.
You've seen Meyers up close. You've seen Shahid up close. Some in the Steelers media, and I made this remark, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I said there's a lot of, there's propagandists, it's very tribal. You know, the Steelers media want to stick up for what the Steelers did. And I told Chris, if they had traded for Meyers, they would have told me what a great move. They don't trade for Meyers. Now they tell me why they were smart not to do so. And one of the things that's been floated out there is, well, there's not a big difference between Roman Wilson and Jakobi Meyers or Rashid Shaheed. I don't watch those guys every week, but I flatly reject that. Do you agree with me or them?
I spoke to a coach who had Jakobi Meyers. He's not currently with the Raiders. He had been with the Raiders, and he told me that Jakobi Meyers is easily, in a 20-year NFL career, one of his top three players of all time.
From a talent perspective,
Roman
or like
Wilson,
nice
maybe,
guy to be
maybe,
around? Like, what did he mean by that?
No. Just talent. The way that he could be used, his versatility, the way that he shows up every day, his approach, his professionalism.
So the total package of like what Jakobi Meyers brings to a team on and off the
field.
Okay.
Correct. And so perhaps Roman Wilson is going to grow into that. And that, you know, I'll say this. Look, I had the Bears this week. I had the Bears-Bengals crazy game.
Oh, my God.
And I talked to Colston Loveland during the week on the phone. And I sort of felt like, okay, I like the tight end matchup against these Bengals linebackers. Colston Loveland is a story because people can't help but compare him to Tyler Warren. But what Colston had said to me is that our position, we have to do more than just catch the ball and catch touchdowns, and I have to feel good about the production I'm offering in other ways. And then I asked Ben Johnson about him, and Ben Johnson said, look, the reason that he is not producing at those numbers is because of me and how much I'm calling his number. His exact quote to me was, we absolutely nailed that pick and talked about the cornerstone he would be. Well, lo and behold, Colston Loveland, this very past weekend, has this amazing breakout game, scores that unbelievable game-winning touchdown, and you have to think, okay, that's the moment. And from here, they're just going to continue to build off of that. And sometimes that's it. It's the coaches themselves see a breakout game that we don't necessarily see, or they see that there's a player on the cusp of something, or they see how they're using the player is perhaps not fair. So I can't say that that's Calvin Austin, that that's Roman Wilson, that that's anybody that's currently on the roster. I'm just saying maybe that's part of what they're thinking that we're not giving them credit for thinking.
Aditi, you look at the AFC, broadly speaking, it seems a little bit more muddled than it is most years as far as a couple of teams who could bubble to the top of that, especially with what Buffalo just did. Where do you currently, 8 or 9 games in, depending, see the Steelers fitting into that picture?
Ooh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I mean, I still don't see them as the top of the pack, right? I still don't see that they're in that top three. They're certainly... they're always in the playoff picture. They're always in the playoff picture.
Yep.
I'd like to see another defensive performance like this past week. I'd like to see some of those performances stacked. And I'm not willing to say, okay, one game, snap of the fingers, it's solved. Everything's great.
Yep.
We feel great again. They're going to go ahead and be that historic defense that Mike Tomlin promised. But if they can stack another week like that, okay, good. Then that's trending in the right direction. And This offense is not Joe Flacco and the Bengals. It's not, oh my goodness, they're scoring on every single drive. Oh my goodness, they're explosive in a variety of different ways. But it sure as heck is a lot better than anything we've seen recently. And Aaron Rodgers, like Joe Flacco, is so wily, so smart. Defenses are not surprising him, and you can't undersell that. Knowing where to go with the ball, when to go with the ball, is one of those things that doesn't show up in a box score, but it's so valuable.
Yeah.
It's so necessary.
It's being a grizzly vet, as Mike Tomlin likes to say.
Yes.
Not grizzled, but grizzly veteran is the thing.
Using cadence, the way that Flacco and Aaron Rodgers can use cadence. I mean, these are not necessarily the gaudy things, the sidearm throw you get so excited about, the tush push, the off-schedule run. Yeah, those are the sexy things that you get all excited about, but these guys are still doing things that mean so much, especially as we now get into December football.
Aditi, I want to ask you to respond to my half-serious, half-joking tweet about the Steelers quarterback situation. I said, if Aaron Rodgers retires, here are the three guys who I think could be the Steelers quarterback next year. Joe Flacco, Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson. Which one do you think is the most realistic?
For the sake of Steelers fans, I mean, I love Joe Flacco, but I don't know that any of them are realistic. The only one I'd take of the three is Joe Flacco.
You wouldn't take Kyler Murray?
No.
Wow. There you go. We'll leave on that note. Thank you, Aditi. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.